So that's what's going on in Acts right here. Tell me about the great faith of the people prayerfully organized at Mary's house. Meh. You know, they're faithful. And strictly in an extended way, they're praying. But they are in no way convinced. You have to realize that. They're not convinced that their victorious and overcoming prayers have adjusted reality. The angel walked Peter out of prison. How much does it have to do with their prayer at all? Well, God was going to set Peter free. So God set Peter free. Those people, well, they were praying. Does that mean prayer means nothing to the result? It does if you say it the way that I just said it. When Paul says, earnest prayers were offered for me and, but, so, Epaphras, boy, he wanted to get there. He nearly died. But why does God let people nearly die if they're praying? Epaphras, he prays for you all the time. He wanted to be there. Here's the thing. The witness of Scripture is that people do pray. And the witness of Scripture is that God does things in the lives of believers. More coincidences than people who don't pray, I would argue. That's my own personal tuppence coming from the front. Prayer and amazement. I think that's a good bargain. That's a good bargain. God, I'll go with you. I'll pray, you amaze. I'll keep praying if I'm not amazed yet. And when it happens, I'll be amazed. And it hasn't happened yet. But you know, my friend was amazed. That encouraged me, so I'm going to keep praying. I think that's the message of this bit of Scripture for us today. People with worry and concern that has not lifted, that's why they're praying. Christians are led by the Spirit and obedient to the prompting of God. Did you hear that? Christians are led by the Spirit and obedient to the prompting of God. Got anything that you've been thinking again and again and again? I really ought to do something about that. I need to get over there. I need to say something. That's the Holy Spirit prompting you. I'm out on a limb. Maybe it's not. Maybe, you know, maybe you're worried about cheese or something. I don't know. Okay? But the other thing, it keeps coming into my mind. I need to say it. I need to say it. Remind myself to say it with love. And it's going to be wonderful because all things work together for good. It can only be good. I'm going to go. I'm going to visit the person who doesn't expect me to visit. Maybe it'll come at just the right time. Maybe the 3 days of I didn't visit yet leads to the day that you finally go actually being the perfect day. And you're just squirming on the hook of it for a little while. But the Holy Spirit is prompting you, Christian, to live your life in a way that He will get credit for and you won't get credit for. So start to yield yourself to the... He's not going to move you to rob a bank, right? He's not going to say, steal, violate one of my commandments, go and steal. So, I mean, you have to use your head about this prompting. But we also, as Christians, need to experimentally step out and go, maybe this is nothing, but I keep thinking about this, and I was reading that, and I thought about you. Does that matter to you? Or I really am convicted about my tone the other day, and I just wanted to come and say I'm sorry. And people respond to that, and they go, wow, I didn't even notice a tone. That must have been, you know, you and God, but you know what? Thank you for coming. Those are the things that I don't think as Christians we get enough traction on our wheels, spinning like a car on snow. I don't think we get into it enough to say, I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. And I think that when we look at the book of Acts, we like those people doing it. And the calling is for us to be those people. We are the 21st century, not the first century. But we need it because this world needs it the same way. So keep knocking, Christian. Keep knocking like Peter at the door. Keep telling people like Rhoda. He's there. He's coming. It's true. I'm not crazy. Don't be silly. God doesn't work that way. Peter's in prison. God doesn't work that way. No, he is. He's He's here. He's coming. It's true of Jesus the same way it was true of Peter. And it matters. Now, and I'm practically finished. Aren't you encouraged? It's like a snow day, short sermon. Acts chapter 12, verse 23. You get this. Now, this is it's changing the story, right? Because Herod was given a speech, and people said, this is not the words of a man, but a god, because they were sucking up to him. They were from Tyre, and they needed him to renew their agreement. It was a post-Brexit situation between Tyre and Palestine, and they were needing a trade agreement. And so the problem was that the trade agreement broke down and these people got all their food from this Roman province. And so they were like, no, seriously, Herod, come. And he gave a speech and they gave a speech and they were like, oh, fantastic. Come on. Yeah. This is the words of, and he liked it. And he received that praise and said, finally, someone has noticed. Right? And it says here in verse 23, instantly, an angel struck Herod with a sickness because he accepted people's worship instead of giving glory to God. So he was consumed with worms and died. I read that from the New Living Translation. It's a little bit different from the ESV if you have one open. Instantly, the angel of the Lord struck. Now, there's that phrase again, the angel of the Lord struck. It's the exact same word. Okay? And I think this is critical in the exposition this morning. You got Peter struck, you got Herod struck by an angel, two results. Onsides or offsides? Onsides is, hey, come on. Offsides is, hey, come on. No, I won't. I'm out. You're either with God or you're against Him, and God will not share His glory with another. This world that is telling us, oh, things are working out, everything's fine. Look, we threw more money at it. Look, there is a program. Look, we got out that other hack, and now meet the new boss, the same as the old boss, which is me quoting The Who from the pulpit. Yeah. It's all the same. And the world's answers for it are bankrupt advertising slogans that do not change it. Nothing happens unless God does it. And when God does it, it's amazing. And God does it in an answer to prayer. And He uses people that aren't trying to be used, but He gets things done. But when it's completely outside of what He's doing, it dies. It fails. It can't. And Herod struck, was in the can't column. And the scripture says that he got sick, and he got so sick, he was sick all the way till he died. I don't think what it says, that an angel touched him with a magic wand, and then he dissolved, and worms came out. Okay? I think he got some sort of, like, decaying disease, that there were, like, maggots and something growing on him, and he died. It's understandable. It's not requiring crazy miracle in that instance, and yet chains fall off Peter's arms. So what's your problem with miracles anyway? Did Jesus rise from the dead? Because that's a miracle. The angel of the Lord struck Herod. He was in the way, and he got taken out of the way. That's how it goes. God is doing things, and nothing will stop His coming kingdom. You remember Daniel Sturgeon preaching 3 weeks ago now? Because nothing will stop God's coming kingdom. And we are called to be the witnesses. And look at Acts chapter 12, verse 24. And there's the message to take home today. But, despite all these things, but the word of God increased and multiplied. In the New Living Translation, it says, meanwhile, the word of God continued to spread, and there were many new believers. That all makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Prayer and witness is the work of discipleship. Earnest prayer is ongoing. And not only in emergencies, right? Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and you can look that up. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything and hold fast to what is good. Those are the next verses. So you like pray without ceasing? Good. It also says don't quench the spirit, don't despise prophecies, and test everything, but hold to what is good. Which is the idea behind how we've sort of reformatting the evening service that happens on Sunday evenings, the first of the month, is to come and to talk about this stuff. So instead of a front to the middle to the theater sort of a format, more engaging and participating. Starting earlier so families can make it. Faithful Christians will continue to be amazed by what God is doing in the world. That's from Acts chapter 12 to Alva, right? Call it chapter 1 if you started writing it today. We're not vying with Scripture for a place, but the story is being told here. God doesn't do it because we pray, but through prayer, we're participating in the life of God. We touch reality. Do you remember that from last week? There's reality, and there's what we're experiencing that we see, but that the kingdom of heaven is in our midst, is within you. Who that you know, what people woven into your life are going to be saved because of your living witness to God at work in you? Where is prayer happening in this fellowship? And are you daily meeting with God to talk and to listen? For what will come of your day, that day that you start with God and say, where will we go today, God? Are you gathering with others to pray? Where two or more gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of you. Do you gather together with others to pray? It's a biblical imperative, I think. We all pray. Yeah. Have you noted these things in the book of Acts? That's the sermon. And when people here start seeing visions and dreaming dreams, will we align with the Father's will? Or will we say, no, you can't do that. That doesn't happen. It only happens in the Bible. Why would that happen among believers? But when people start showing up and saying wild things, you're going to say, no, wait a minute. All of us here really need to question that. Why is that, God? That doesn't, you know God from His Word. You know God because of your relationship with Him. You have fellowship with other believers that know God. And so if someone walks in the room and says, what we need to do is a bank heist in the name of the Lord, you're going to, you're not going to get carried off the rails with that. As we begin to pray and ask and seek and knock, sometimes in a strictly extended way, the answers do come. Do you remember that last week? So that you may pray as Peter did, now I'm sure. Right? God meets with people and God answers prayer.